start with Jack, who's in Welling. Jack, what are they for?
Well, now, James, first of all, I've got to correct you, and you keep saying UKIP are against and opposed to immigration. They're not. Why do you keep saying that?
Because that's what it says on the leaflets. We're full, we can't take any more, we've got to pull up the drawbridge, to quote Mr. Farage himself. The numbers on the leaflets that were being put through letterboxes in Clacton talked about 500,000 people have arrived here in the last few months, and we simply can't accommodate them, and none of them were in Clacton.
Which is all true.
Well, I've just answered your question. So, yeah, none of them were in Clacton.
Well, hold on a minute. Well, Farage doesn't say that. He consistently says a quality system and a control.
No,
how is it opposed?
The question you asked was, why do I say that? And I'll quote you, Mr. Farage, saying we need to pull the drawbridge up. So, admittedly, he changes his mind every five minutes.
That's control. That can come under control.
Well, a drawbridge. Well, controlled immigration over a drawbridge that isn't there. Okay, we'll give you that. So what do they stand for, Jack?
They stand for everything that the majority of the country have on their minds, James.
Yeah, go on.
For some reason, you don't understand.
Go on.
Well, immigration, obviously.
Well, they don't stand for immigration, do they, Jack? We're trying to work out what they stand for. We know what they're against. What are they for?
Therefore, the fact of the, they're listening to, obviously, what people want.
What are they for, Jack?
For loads of things, James.
Go on, then.
Well, tell me what they're against.
I already have. Now tell me what they're for.
Well, they're for a fairer Britain.
How does that work?
A sensible Britain. What do you mean? It's common sense.
No, it's not a policy, is it? We're all for a fairer Britain. We're all for apple pie and mother love. Give me a policy that they're for.
No, but the elite are not. What are you on about? The elite are not for a fairer Britain.
No. You mean the elites people who pay £4 million to a political party and end up as campaign manager? Or people who donate £1 million on the lawn of their stately home? Or people who went to public school after a career in the city and boast about being Enoch Powell's chauffeur because he was the only one with a Jaguar? You mean elites like them or a different kind of elite?
A different kind of elite.
Well, what kind of elite, then? What kind of elite, Jack?
Every party needs money, James.
Yes. Are we going to get a policy that they're for? What are you going to march for? What are they for?
Well, every party needs money, James. So let's get back on that point a minute.
No. The question we're doing today, the reason you rang in, the phone-in topic du jour is this. What are they for?
I've just told you a couple of things.
No, you told me common sense and fairness.
Not they're not policies. NHS.
The deputy leader of UKIP has stated that he cannot see the NHS surviving in its current form because it doesn't have any commercial competition. Paul Nuttall has deleted the tweet, but he's stated categorically that the NHS shouldn't even exist as a public sector service. So what are they for?
Is that in the manifesto?
What are they? I don't know what's in the manifesto because the economic spokesman made a speech at the conference, and 2 days later the leader said that wasn't a policy at all. I don't think they've published a manifesto yet, have they? Well, you tell me. You're the supporter. What is in the manifesto?
Oh, there's too much to list right now.
Well, just give me your favourites, Jacko. Come on.
Well, the fact of open door immigration will
No, we know what they're against, Jack. What are they for?
Hold on a minute. That is the main question on everyone's lips at the moment is immigration because it is destroying the country.
I'll ask you again.
Too much of it is destroying the country.
I'll ask you again. Okay. What are they for?
I don't care whether you could refer some other things that definitely not agree with. The fact that they're for the closure, or as you say, you know, drawing the drawbridge up on the immigration and slowing it down a bit is all I care about.
I understand that. Can you explain to me then why you think immigration was responsible for the problems of the people in Clacton where there isn't any immigration?
Because they know if they don't vote someone like UKIP in, it will end up being down there like it is in loads of places in London, in Bradford, where you can't...
It'll be like what?
What do you mean be like what?
Do you just mean it'll be full of foreigners?
Well, yes.
Okay. Mate, I applaud your honesty.